The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a common thread all across the world with priests when they administer exorcisms, that powerful prayer, and someone sadly is possessed, a full-on possession of a devil or of a demon of some kind, which is rare, by the way. Full-on possession is rare. But all that the exorcist priest will say, everything shifts when someone arrives in the room. Who do you think that is? It is the great Blessed Virgin Mary, whom we celebrate her nativity today, her birthday. So make sure today sometime you go out and celebrate our mother's birthday. You treat yourself to a cake or a big cookie. As we honor the Blessed Mother, why is she such a big deal, especially in exorcisms? We'll go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. Verse 15, this is directly after the fall of Adam and Eve. God turns to the serpent, the devil, the fallen angel. And do you remember what God told the serpent? It's absolutely pivotal. It's called the Protoevangelion in Greek. When God says to the serpent, turning to the devil, and says, "I will put enmity between the woman and you, between her offspring and yours." That word enmity means hostility, deep-seated, ongoing conflict. Meaning it is between enemies, between the woman and her offspring and his. Oh, Exodus will tell you, every time Our Lady shows up, they seethe in anger. They manifest, the demon through that person, they will manifest in the most horrific and vile ways because they know this enmity goes all the way back to the beginning. And today, September 8th, directly 9 months after December 8th, you Catholic nerds in here, what is December 8th? But a holy day of obligation when we celebrate the Immaculate Conception. Oh, the liturgical year is stunningly beautiful. The Catholic Church is so wise. 9 months from December 8th to now. This great feast harkens all the way back. 6th century Jerusalem was the earliest time we recognize when the Church started celebrating this. It would eventually spread to Rome in the 7th and 8th centuries. So we have been saying happy birthday to our Blessed Mother for a long time, rightly so. And here is the key now. Why the devil hates the Blessed Mother is because she's obedient, humble. Through her yes to Jesus Christ, constantly every single day, all the way leading to the cross, she undoes the entire kingdom of the demonic world. Through her yes and her humility, God incarnate will come into the world, taking on our broken flesh, finally realizing God's original intent for us, that we, through our bodies, would share in the intimate communion of love of the Trinity. Flesh now caught up in God. Mary ushers in the redemption through the incarnation of all of humanity. Do you see why the devils hate her?